This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 467. This 10-minute morning routine will make you a better parent, entrepreneur, and person, by Benjamin Hardy of BenjaminHardy.com. And I'm Dan, your host and narrator here on Optimal Startup Daily. Welcome back, or welcome for the very first time if you are just finding us today. This is where I read to you from some of the very best blogs that we can find on entrepreneurship and related topics, and we're going to get right to it now with our post from Benjamin as we optimize your life. This 10-minute morning routine will make you a better parent, entrepreneur, and person, by Benjamin Hardy of BenjaminHardy.com. This morning, I got up at 5 a.m. and was going to immediately start working on a project. As an entrepreneur, writer, and father of five, I have far more to do than time in my day. But instead of jumping immediately into one of my many projects, I decided to give myself some space. There are certain high-performance habits that ensure you'll operate at a 10x higher level than if you simply just get to work. Success is not about how many hours you put in, but the quality of those hours. In the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey explains the importance of sharpening the saw. Most people go throughout their days as a dull saw, putting more and more time in, but getting little back from that time. It's really not about how much you work. It's not about how much effort you put in. It's about the quality and precision of your efforts. For example, there are millions of blog posts written every single day, but 99.99% of those blog posts will be read by less than 10 people. On the flip side, some blog posts are read by millions of people. Most people operate throughout their day putting lots of time and energy in, but they aren't actually getting better at what they do. In the book Turning Pro, Stephen Pressfield said something brilliant. He said, quote, "Addictions embody repetition without progress. They produce incapacity as a payoff," end quote. Most people's days embody repetition without progress. Every day they live, but they aren't actually getting better. Their future is a repetitious reinforcement of the past. But there's another problem in most people's days beyond repetition without progress, and that is that most people's days are quite aimless. They aren't being guided by a higher power or by the highest power within themselves to do the right things in a powerful way with their time. In other words, most people reactively respond to the demands of their day. The urgency of everything takes over, and it's not apparent that their daily efforts really moved the needle. It's not apparent that their efforts really made a difference. 10-minute morning routine. There are many applications to morning routines. However, there is one thing that is essential to a morning routine to ensure you spend your time on the best things and that your efforts are impactful on those best things. Said again, your morning routine should ensure you're spending your limited time on the right things. But also, your morning routine should be a process of putting yourself in the right frame of mind to execute at your highest level. Actually, if you tap into the spiritual and subconscious, you can put yourself into a position where you are executing beyond your highest level on a daily basis, where your efforts are expanded by a higher power. It's really simple. Before you jump into anything else, give yourself some space. Your compulsion will be to get moving on the urgent. Don't do this. Give yourself space for the important. The 80-20 rule is a productivity principle explaining that most of the things you spend your time doing aren't really making an impact. 80% or more of your results come from 20% or less of what you do. Yet you continue spending 80% or more of your time on the stuff that doesn't really matter. Giving yourself space, even 10 minutes, allows you to think clearly about your goals, to think clearly about your priorities, to think clearly about what matters most to you, and to think clearly about where and what you should be putting your energy into that day. If you have kids or a morning job, then you should wake up before your kids wake up. I have 5 kids, and I know what it feels like to be woken up to my kids being awake. In those instances, I don't have 10 minutes to get my head and heart in the right place. I just have to get up and get moving. And when I do this, I'm operating like the millions of blog posts that won't get any reads. I'm going to be working, but ineffectively. My kids deserve better. I deserve better. You deserve better. Your kids deserve better. The purpose of life is to advance forward every single day. In the book, The Laws of Lifetime Growth, Dan Sullivan and Catherine Nomura have 10 amazing laws. One of those laws is to always make your learning greater than your experience. Here's specifically what they say about that. Quote, "You can have a great deal of experience and be no smarter for all the things you've done, seen, and heard. Experience alone is no guarantee of lifetime growth. But if you regularly transform your experiences into new lessons, you will make each day of your life a source of growth. The smartest people are those who can transform even the smallest events or situations into breakthroughs in thinking and action." End quote. Every day, your life should be improving. Your decision-making should be improving. Your skills and intelligence should be improving. Your ability to prioritize and focus your time on those things which truly matter there and then should be improving. But in order to improve, you need a process for putting yourself in the right place. How you start something usually determines the direction and quality it will go. Take 10 minutes before anything else to get yourself in the right place and to ensure you focus on the right things that day. Here is a simple outline of how you can do it, but I recommend you develop your own system over time. Wake up. Drink some water. Your brain will thank you. Go to a quiet or peaceful place. Say a prayer or do some form of positive meditation. If you decide to pray, ask God, or whatever you call the higher power, to inspire you with clarity, discernment, and direction for what you should be focusing on that day. After your prayer and meditation, pull out your journal and answer a question. Sean Stevenson, the famed speaker and therapist, explains that journaling is often more effective when answering a question. Your journal entry, then, could be you free writing to the question, "What should I be focused on today?" Here are some other questions you could answer as journal prompts. Who do I need to show up for today? How can I be most helpful? What needs my attention most? And what is currently on my schedule today that I should uncommit to? Answering these types of questions gives you a little space to open your mind to clarity. You really don't need that much time. You can get life-changing and simple clarity in a few seconds. The problem is, most people don't give themselves those seconds. They rush forward. Those few seconds will come consistently and daily if you make time for them. But you need to create an environment and a mindset, your set and setting, that can create powerful insights. Once you've nailed down what you should be focused on, the second half of the journaling session and morning routine is about commitment. You want to commit to yourself that you will execute, that you will follow through, that you'll operate at the highest level. You need to make a definitive decision about how the day will go. When you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. Therefore, your morning routine is about getting clarity for the decisions you should be making and then truly committing to making those decisions real. You just listened to the post titled, "This 10-Minute Morning Routine Will Make You a Better Parent, Entrepreneur, and Person" by Benjamin Hardy of BenjaminHardy.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business. And it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Benjamin, who is an organizational psychologist and the best-selling author of Willpower Doesn't Work and Personality Isn't Permanent. His blogs have been read by over 100 million people and are featured on Harvard Business Review, The New York Times, Forbes, Fortune, CNBC, and many others. He is a regular contributor to both Inc. and Psychology Today, and from 2015 to 2018, he was the number one writer in the world on Medium.com. He and his wife, Lauren, adopted 3 children through the foster system back in February of 2018, and then, just a month later, Lauren became pregnant with twins who were born in December of 2018. And you can come by BenjaminHardy.com for more. But that's going to do it for today. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.